Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 290. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. We have a bunch of apps we usually bring to the show. This is like an app discovery show. We hope to bring apps that maybe you guys have never heard of before and you can install on your devices, phones, and all that jazz. So we also have developers on the show every once in a while and, app companies, developers, and we try to enlighten you guys on what's going on behind the scenes when people are making apps, what's new coming down the pike as far as cool new apps, and we're going to be doing that today. It is Developer Monday. Let me first introduce the co-host, and we'll get into our special guest, and we'll get started. Starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
Hey, Steve. We're inching closer and closer to Christmas or holiday season or Hanukkah or whatever holiday season you're coming towards yourself. Don't forget, this is the season to give the gift of apps, fun apps, and security. That's today's show is security.
Fun apps and security for Christmas?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's tough to get them into like a stocking. I guess you just buy like Google Play cards.
Or postcard. That's what it is. One of those e-cards, those annoying things that end up in endless spam.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, also joining us, Amber Gott is joining us from LastPass. We're super excited to have her on because I want to be convinced by the end of the show. I'm not putting pressure on her, but I want to be convinced at the end of the show to install LastPass because I've been thinking about it for a long time, and I think I'm going to pull the trigger. We're really happy to have her on. So, Amber, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thanks, guys, for having me. It's exciting to be here.
Yeah, totally. So, LastPass. Tell us what you do there and what is LastPass for anybody who hasn't heard of it.
Sure. So LastPass is a password manager. It essentially is the last password you have to remember. So a password manager, kind of like what it sounds like, it helps you manage all your passwords, manage all your logins, makes it easy for you to go online. It fills all that information for you. So you only have to worry about one master password for that account, and LastPass takes care of the rest. And it supports every major browser, every major operating system, and of course, your smartphones and tablets as well. So you're covered on any device, and you always have your passwords with you wherever you need to go. So I work on the marketing team at LastPass, although I've been there 4.5 years now. So I was there quite early on, and yeah, I've been there as we've grown and you know, seen the service develop a lot over the last few years.
How old is LastPass?
6.5 years old. We were founded in 2008.
Mm-hmm. And where are you based out of?
We're right outside Washington, D.C. in Fairfax, Virginia.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah,
I was ready to hear somewhere in California, like everyone else.
Yeah, California and New York, that's what everyone thinks. But, you know, D.C. actually has a really great tech scene, and it's a really fun place to be as a startup.
How come everybody is in a place that has an awesome tech scene except me? I live in Tampa, and it's, you know, the weather's beautiful down here, but there's not much else going on. Anyway, that's very cool. LastPass. So you mentioned it real kind of briefly. Is that where it got its name? Like it's the last password you have to remember? Is that the name where the name came from?
Exactly. It's playing off that idea that you've only got one password to remember now. Your password manager is going to take care of the rest. And LastPass has a lot of features to not only help you with your passwords, so obviously remembering your passwords, logging into your accounts for you, but it's also got a password generator. It's got form fill profiles, so that helps you fill out your credit cards, helps you fill out your, you know, billing and shipping information as you're checking out online. So all of this stuff is secured in one location, you know, protected with your strong master password. And then you can lock down your account with a whole host of security features as well. But I think, you know, it truly is life-changing when you kind of eliminate the pain of passwords from your life completely. I mean, I think back, you know, way back before, you know, I was at LastPass and I was using a document to copy paste passwords and try to keep track of them. And, you know, these days it feels like the services and tools that we're all using, I mean, they're multiplying every year and it just gets completely unrealistic to deal with it. And not only that, but, you know, when you're going about your day, you're getting stuff done. You don't want to pause and have to think about, oh gosh, what email address did I use for this account? What password did I create? What variation of which password did I have to use for this one? It's a complete mess. So I just think for ease of going online, it's incredible how much it just streamlines everything.
Yeah, that sounds good. You know, I'm being enlightened. I'm feeling like I'm going to pull the trigger.
Well, and I'll tell you this, Steve, LastPass has grown a lot on Android in the last like 5-6 months, where I before was afraid of getting into LastPass, getting comfortable with LastPass, and then being on my Android device and then not having access or quick access to a password. LastPass now can actually fill out username and password fields in applications on your Android device.
Really?
The level of integration LastPass has in my life, because I just really adopted it like 2 months ago, I cannot see ever going back to using the same password on these 18 sites and then, you know, having these complex passwords for these 5 sites. It was just too much mental labor.
Wait. You're using it?
Yeah, I bought multi-year subscription about 2 months ago.
Wow. All right, well, let me ask you guys this. Will I be able to, I mean, is it that easy where I set my master password, you know, I teach LastPass all the passwords that I need to log in all my other sites. And then after that point, it's pretty much like when I go to the site, it'll bam, automatically fill it in for me already.
Yeah, exactly. You know, pretty much how it works is, you know, you go to LastPass.com, you download it, you create your one account. And then exactly like you said, as you're going along, LastPass starts, you know, prompting you to remember your existing logins, and then as you're creating new accounts, once you have LastPass installed and you know you're logged in, it also knows when you're registering for new accounts, so you can store, you know, the username and generate a new password and then remember that right then and there as you're registering. So everything just sort of gets, you know, shuffled into LastPass, and then it's a great it's really easy then to sync everywhere. LastPass does it automatically for you. So, you know, I'm glad you guys brought up the Android app is wonderful. Our dev team has done a really great job with it. So on the Android, you would just download our app, which is actually part of our premium service. So LastPass Premium, $12 per year, you get unlimited sync to all mobile devices, smartphones, and tablets. It's free on the desktop, so you could sync to as many browsers and computers as you want. If you add the mobile for $12 a year, you just download the app, you log in with the same account, the same passwords and logins that you have stored sync there too. And then, you know, like was mentioned, on Android, we can actually see into other apps. We can see into Chrome Mobile as you're browsing if you need to fill in a login there. So it's really well integrated with the platform, and you don't even have to think about using that super clumsy mobile keyboard to try to thumb in your passwords on the mobile device. And same with, you know, iOS. We've got a great iPhone app, iPad app, and so from there you can also, you know, look up your passwords. We integrate with Safari with an extension. So same sort of deal. You get a really great mobile experience as well. You're always going to have your passwords when you need them.
Well, there you go, Dor. You could use it on your iPad and Safari.
It's great to know. And here's the two things that I'll add. The best thing to me, the two best things about LastPass is A, it is the only truly trust no one password manager application that's networkable in existence. It's the only one that you can, that is by default set. LastPass cannot even get your passwords, but it seamlessly works across devices. And that is a huge hurdle to overcome. Most companies can't do that. LastPass did it a long time ago, and they've never slacked off from that goal. But secondly, dependent on your level of paranoia, you can set LastPass in your desktop browser. Like here at my house, on this computer, LastPass automatically logs in when I start up my browser. Now, on my laptop, every time I load my browser, I have it set, I have to log in. You can also then, after that, go further and say, well, every time it goes to fill in a password, I want it to prompt for my password. Or you can make it say, on this site, autofill the password, but on this site, let me choose between these multiple different accounts. To me, that's the genius of LastPass, is its configurability based upon, dare I say, the level of paranoia you have yourself.
Yeah, okay. Look, I'm sold already. When Amber said $12,
yeah, 12.
I was waiting whether it was going to be a month, a week, and she said a year. I'm like, dumb. I mean, like, that's too cheap. That's too cheap. Like, I'm going to buy it tonight, definitely. The biggest thing, worry I had or question I had was, will it sync all over my devices? Like, well, once I set it up, if I use it on my phone, do I have to like reconfigure all this stuff or do I have to? But the way you guys are talking, it's all over the place. It'll sync to everything. So with the premium.
Yeah. And something to clarify as well, you know, it's not always evident because it's just kind of built into our product, but we have offline storage as well. So the encrypted password cache is stored locally through the extension, you know, through what you install on your computer when you download LastPass. And if for any reason your internet goes down, the connection goes down, you can still log in offline mode and you still have, you know, read access to your passwords that way. And then if you're on a computer where you can't install LastPass and you need to look something up in a hurry, you can go to lastpass.com and access it through the vault as well. So we've pretty much tried to cover you and think about all these scenarios where you might still need your passwords, you know, depending on the situation. And going back to the paranoia points, you know, those were great features you mentioned. And something else to mention, we support two-factor authentication, which is something that a lot of companies are implementing these days. It's something that a lot of security pros are talking about. Great thing with two-factor authentication, you know, things like Google Authenticator or the YubiKey, you enable it with your LastPass account, and then that locks down your account further. There's another step for you to have to complete before you log in. And so that, in theory, if someone were to figure out your master password, they still would be stopped by the multi-factor authentication. And if they didn't have that data, then obviously they couldn't get into your account. So yeah, we have a lot of security options and we try to think about all these angles and ways that users can protect themselves and set it according to, you know, is it a trusted device? Is it not a trusted device? Is it a home device? Is it a portable device? You know, all those factors.
Wow. Wow, that's really cool. I'm totally sold. I'm totally sold.
Well, but wait, Steve, there's more. You don't have to use the Chrome browser on Android. There is a Dolphin LastPass plugin when you're the premium service. You can use that. But also, Windows, Mac, and Linux, standalone, downloadable, installable program where you can sync your passwords. So hypothetically, tomorrow, LastPass disappears off the face of the universe. You still have your local password vault of all your passwords right there, ready to roll whenever that you then need them. LastPass to me is the only security company that truly said, we're going to first go in and protect users, protect privacy, give them the most secure platform that they can possibly do. Because the web, here's the gimmick. I love LastPass on the web because it's not just passwords. I have my password vault with secure notes, secure instructions on how to do things, secure tax information for my family. That's the whole golden thing about LastPass is it isn't just passwords. It's secure data, period.
Wow. Super awesome. I mean, I don't have anything else to ask.
One more thing. I love the fact that hypothetically, I'm going to give someone access to a site or a service that I use. As long as they're a LastPass member, I can, in a secured fashion, give them the ability to use those credentials in LastPass, and then I can take it back anytime I want.
Wow.
Yeah, actually, that's another great feature. And with the premium upgrade, you have a family folder as well. So, you know, let's say, you know, you and your partner, you and your spouse, you and a, you know, business partner, whatever the situation is, you guys could share, you know, accounts in a folder, and then the whole folder syncs between both of your LastPass accounts. So every login that you guys co-manage an account, you know, if you have a secure note you need to share, all that stuff can go in the folder and sync between your accounts, and you guys can drop stuff in there as needed and it syncs automatically. So yeah, sharing is a great feature. There's a, you know, a lot of situations where it's helpful.
Wow. Really cool. What did we miss, Amber? Anything that we didn't mention yet?
I mean, I think we covered a lot of the features. You know, on the security front, a lot of people always ask us, well how is my data safe? How is it that, you know, you don't have access to my data? And the way that works is we use a hashing system to check against the master password that you're, you know, using, but we never have the master password itself. So it's sort of a key matching system, but it's never a, you know, we never store the master password, we're never syncing the encryption key. All of that happens locally on your device. When you set up your account, you know, the key creation and the hashing all happens locally on your device. And so we only have the part that we need in order to know, oh yes, you're logging in with the correct information, you are who you say you are, you can have access to this account. So only, you know, encrypted gobbledygook is what sits on our end, and that's what we're seeing place to place. But it's only ever readable, it's only ever decrypted once it's gone through that process on your local machine.
I see. That's fantastic. Dora, what else do you want to ask?
I just still, I mean, I'm in shock that you guys only charge $12 a month. Because what you offer, to be honest, is enterprise level. I don't want to say NSA level because I live too close to the NSA and they can come get me. The level of security you guys offer to me is second to none. Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't LastPass purchase Xmarks not too long ago? And because I keep thinking you guys have to expand and do more things, because $12 a month, I need to give you guys more money because I want to make sure you guys are in business.
So yes, we did purchase Xmarks. They're a bookmark sync service. We purchased them, I think, over 4 years ago at this point. And it was a good match. You know, they, you know, were also cross-platform. They were all about, you know, giving you access to your data wherever you are. And, you know, we saw a good opportunity there. And really over the years, you know, premium upgrade. And then we also have LastPass Enterprise. So we have a product that scales for teams. And it really can be used by, you know, a team of three, and it can be scaled across we've deployed for very large organizations as well. And so, you know, over 8,000 companies are using LastPass Enterprise, and we've seen tremendous growth there, continuing to grow tremendously on that side of the business. So that's how we monetize, you know, with the freemium business model. And, you know, building out the enterprise, you know, we can help companies tackle the password problem, and we can help employees tackle the password problem there as well.
I see. What's it like working at LastPass? You know, how the company's expanding. It's like a new tech startup company. What's the atmosphere like there?
It's really fun. I mean, people come to work and they're really engaged. We care a lot about the product. We're super fans, you know, of the product. We enjoy engaging with our users. You know, we have a really strong community. We have people who love the product and give us really valuable feedback. So that just makes for a really great environment, a really great experience. And we have fun. You know, we're casual. We work hard, play hard. We have a ping pong table in the office, which obviously is standard startup these days. but we have a good time. And you know, at the end of the day, you know, I feel proud of the product. I feel proud of the team. And I think that just reflects in the work that we do and how everyone on the team feels about it.
Awesome. That sounds like a good time. I'm kind of jealous. at least you guys, I mean, when we interviewed StumbleUpon, they were literally playing ping pong while we were doing the interview. So thank you for not playing ping pong.
Of course they were.
Yep.
Yeah.
Very cool. Also, I'm psyched about LastPass. I definitely need this door. Whoever was you, one of you said it's life changing. I'm ready for that change in my life.
It is because it lets you not worry, not stress, not have to devote resources, brain resources to weird things like, okay, King Henry died drinking chocolate milk. King Henry died, you know, stuff like, you don't have to remember that kind of thing. and I'll say this. Everyone out there, look, go pick a couple sites that you use, use the free version on your desktop, see how easy it is, see how it just works, and see how, and then go into the preferences, look at the options, set it to where your paranoia then like level is adequate. And I guarantee you after a couple of weeks, you're just going to break down and just buy like 3 years worth, because it's definitely worth it.
Yeah. For $12 a year. I mean, come on. That's a no brainer. Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. I kind of felt guilty because I used it for like a year and a half for a couple sites. And then I stopped and thought one day, I've been using this for too long without paying. So I went in and I bought like 5 years.
Yeah. The magic of the freemium model.
Yep.
It works.
Well, speaking of, you know, the holiday season, you can actually gift LastPass as well. We have, you know, lastpass.com/gift. Anyone can go and you can give a year of premium or more. So, you know, if you want to help someone be more organized, you know, with the new year, be more secure in the new year, it is a great gift. It's super practical, but I mean, anyone will thank you for making their life that much easier.
That's a great idea.
lastpass.com/gift. You should check it out.
We will. And in fact, Thor, let's give away a 1 year subscription to LastPass. If you join the,
yeah. Do you work for the NSA?
I could read your mind. If you sign up for the AAA club at podnuts.com/AAA, join the club. You will be entered into a random drawing to win a LastPass 1 year membership courtesy of Podnuts. So, definitely join the club. And for other reasons, and just for that reason, it's good enough. Amber, I see this LastPass t-shirt you're wearing all around. Is any, like, how could we get one? I want to give one away to other listeners as well.
Well, I can hook you up with that. So, we actually do have a store front where you can buy LastPass gear. But yeah, I will definitely hook you guys up with one.
Awesome. We'll talk after the show.
Sounds good.
Cool. All right. Did we miss anything? Dor, is there anything else you wanted to ask Amber before we end off?
Honestly, I didn't want to ask. I just wanted to please Amber, let everyone know there at LastPass, another nerd, dork guy. I was using your product. I love your product. And I literally got my mother-in-law and my wife to start using your product because I told them, I said, look, give me 5 minutes and I bet you I can guess your password to Gmail or to my mother-in-law's real estate site, and I got into their sites in less than 3 minutes. And I said, and I didn't sit here and ask you any questions. You need to have another layer of security. Here's how you do it. And they both sat down, they both started using the app, and they both said, oh, this ain't that hard. And I'm like, yes, exactly. So I got two more people on board, and I'm doing everything I can to keep having you guys expand. So thank you.
That's awesome. Well, you know, we love to hear that. And, you know, a lot of people get so comfortable with the system that they have. You know, everyone kind of cobbles together a password system that works for them. But once you're over that hurdle, you know, once you said, okay, I'm going to do this, it really is a lot easier. So I'm really glad to hear that they had a good experience with it.
That's awesome. I know I'm comfortable with my system. I hate my system. It's very insecure, whatever. So, yeah, I'm sold. I'll be buying it tonight. Amber, thanks so much for coming on the show. It was really fun chatting with you.
Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it. And, you know, thanks for using LastPass. Thanks for recommending it. And, you know, I'm always here to be a resource if you guys have any questions.
Totally. Now, can people contact you if they have any questions, or is there LastPass support or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you can contact us through the website, but, you know, I'm happy to put myself out there as well. We, you know, we're all over social networks as well. So, you know, at LastPass, we're very engaged on Facebook as well. So feel free to reach out to us there. I'm also just amber@lastpass.com. So feel free to reach out anytime. I'm always happy to help.
Very cool. Awesome. Well, I hope everybody listening enjoyed the show. Become more secure this year and get LastPass. That's going to be it for Android App Addicts for today. See you guys next time.